Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. I'm sorry to be calling you like this, but I just had it installed yesterday, and it's horrible. So, you know, like even though it's only been in for a day, I'm not at all impressed. So, you know, like my printer doesn't work. My mouse doesn't work, and you know, like it's just, you know, like the old deal with Spectrum, you know, like was a breeze compared to what I'm getting with you know, your service.
Can I get your name, sir?
My name is Robert McGilvery. So, like I said, it was just installed yesterday. But, you know, like, I know the guy tried to set up stuff, but it, you know, like, basically just blew it off that the printer wouldn't hook up. And so I don't know whether it's, you know, old equipment or what, but, you know, like, it's not a savings if I have to replace all kinds of equipment.
Okay. Can I ask, are you using your own modem router, or are you using the Archtop one provided by Archtop Fiber?
By Archtop.
Okay. I'm looking for something real quick. That is very, very interesting. Give me 1 second, sir. I'm trying to pull up.
Like I say, I'm not at all, you know, like, I apologize for having come out to hook it up, because I was really optimistic, but it's not at all working to my satisfaction.
Okay, and I'm sorry about that. So you're saying that it's, there we are, found you. And you're saying you've been having issues hooking devices up to your service?
Yeah.
Let me see.
And, you know, like the guy that was here, he said everything was all hooked up and it was fine. But that's not the case at all.
Yeah, because right now I'm looking at a few things just so I can verify your account information, just so I can do this properly moving forward. What is your current service address?
42 Colina Drive, Saugerties, New York.
Thank you very much. What is the email address attached to the account?
SKIBOB42@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that, Robert. And when did you say you had service installed?
It was installed yesterday.
All right. Thank you very much for that information, Robert. So I'm looking at this information real quick, see what's going on. Looks like an attempt to a Brother printer was set up. Looks like two different laptops were attempted and a Pixel 7 were attempted. And it looks currently like you guys have two Galaxy S22s connected and your LG Smart TV is also connected via Wi-Fi. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah. But, you know, it's like I said, I can't print anything. And, you know, like trying to navigate on my laptop is ridiculous.
I understand that. For the laptop issues with your mouse, I don't believe that has anything to do with the Wi-Fi connectivity, but it could have.
Yeah, well, I took the mouse out and was, you know, like doing it with the finger as well. And it was still problems.
Okay. Let me run a quick speed test, see what we're coming up with. Just so I have an idea of what speeds we're looking at right now for your area. If this wants to, it always takes some time for on speed tests, and I'm sorry about the wait. Okay.
Well, that might be part of the problem.
So I'm looking at the numbers right now. For your 1 gig connection, it looks like you are coming in at just under that 1,000 megabytes per second for both upload and download speed. It's to be expected depending on time of day, traffic, and everything. They can vary between about 920 and 1,020. So you're still right in the right amount of area. In terms of connections, what kind of issues were you having with the connectivity? Was it just like it was difficult to connect to the network?
And like I said, you know, like I can't print anything, and you know, like they said that I was hooked up to my printer, and
so,
that's not true at all. With the problems that I'm having, like I said, you've got a 30-day money-back guarantee, and even though it's only been one day, no money has been exchanged, but thank you, but no.
All righty, so you're looking to terminate service?
Yeah.
No worries about that. I will very much be happy to
I'm terribly sorry, and you know, like, and it's a problem. Now I'm going to have to go back to my previous supplier and say, hey, I made a mistake.
No, and I understand that.
Go ahead.
I'll put in for a permanent disconnect of this service. I'm going to end all eligible charges. Do you know when you might be getting services and reinstalled from your previous internet service provider?
I'm going to try it today.
Okay. So here's what I will do for you, because it might take them a couple of days to get out of here. So what I'll do is I'll set a permanent disconnect set up for 1 week from today. So that'll be on the 17th. So service will still be on, so that way you have a chance to actually get in contact with your former internet service provider, get a technician out there, and get services reconnected with them, if that is what you're deciding to go with. And from there, if you need to have us bump up that permanent disconnect sooner, you can just go ahead and give us a call back, and we'll actually change that time frame around to the date you ask us to do it.
Okay.
So this way you can maintain at least a consistent connection until you have new services installed.
Okay. Another thing that really bothered me was, the guy told me that I would have no problems, you know, streaming PBS, and you know, like I can't do that.
No, I understand.
And, you know,
I understand. So I will make sure.
That was really the main television that we kind of watch, and you know, like since I can't get her, I'm upset.
No, and I understand, and I am deeply sorry that service was not as what you expected it to be. So I'm putting it
what I'd hope to be.
I understand. Most people would hope that, you know, it's like, oh hey, we were offered this kind of service, and it's not what we're getting. So I can understand that.
Okay. Again, you know, like I know that. The guys tried to put it in, and it's just not working in the house. So, all right. So, thank you very much. And
you're quite welcome, Robert. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Only if you've got a magic wand to make me rich and handsome.
I wish I did. I would use it on myself first.
Okay.
All right. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. And if you do need it, if you do get a date from your former internet service provider, you can always just go ahead and give us a call back, and we'll move up that permanent disconnect up to whatever date you need it from us, or extend it if it's required.
Okay. Well, you know, like I can't really see any problem with it. So, you know, okay. You say the 17th they would be disconnecting, huh?
Yep, so I pushed it so that your service will disconnect on the 17th.
Okay, is there any charge?
I'm not seeing anything right now that's going to be that's coming up, so I don't believe there will be.
All right, very good. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I hope you hopefully a better day than you've had so far.
Okay. And I've really been working at trying to get everything as it was, but it's no luck. All right. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.